This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
I'm just looking for my
charging cords.
Yeah. Gotta have the charging cords. Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
Oh. Gotta say that Blue Eyed Samurai on Netflix.
That was a great show.
Good show.
Yeah, it's good.
That was a good show.
I've been slugging my way through Demon Slayer.
Just put that to the side for now.
I'm interested in seeing the
Blue Eyed Samurai.
I agree with Dave there. Put everything else aside. Go watch.
Sit down and don't get up until it's over.
Well, you may not be able to get up until it's over. It's fucking, it plays pretty well.
I didn't know if I was going to like it, but damn, I was impressed.
Was your favorite part the blue eyes or the samurai?
The samurai.
Definitely the samurai.
Interesting.
Are we talking about Yu-Gi-Oh? I missed the one.
Blue-Eyed Samurai, Chase.
Not a blue-eyed white dragon.
You haven't watched it yet on Netflix? Yeah.
It's a must-have.
I got some dice, too, for this.
I don't have Netflix anymore, but everything that I keep on seeing says that I need Netflix again.
Yeah, you need Netflix to watch Blue-Eyed Samurai.
Or the old Pirate Bay, one of the two.
On Crunchyroll.
It's not on Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll?
I doubt it. It's Netflix. It's Netflix original, so they won't be on Crunchyroll. At least not anytime
soon.
That's
so annoying. What did I get mad about the other day? Oh, I think I was trying to watch, like, a Ghibli Studios movie.
Well, yes, but we've gone.
A Disney acquisition, but it's not on Disney Plus.
Disney?
It's, like, something that's still licensed to Netflix for, like, the next 4 years or something like that.
Right.
Shit.
But that's the thing. We've gone from cable to subscription services for fucking streaming.
Goddamn everything.
Yep.
Pretty much. When Netflix was the only game in town, it was acceptable because you were only paying for Netflix.
Right.
Now, to get all of the shows, you're paying
for
fucking everything.
Like,
Originally,
I don't mind paying a month. But when it's every service now creates their own... And they all buy up old ones. And, like, some of the movies that I really enjoy, they were on Netflix, and now they've lost that, and it's gone to another studio. So now, in order to watch it, I have to, like Dave was saying, I enjoy the Indiana Jones movies. So I watched those, like, a bazillion times, and then they went off of, I think they were on Netflix, and then Disney kicked up, and I think they're on Disney now. So, right, so frustrating.
It is frustrating. I think for movies that I absolutely adore, I do still buy the DVD version of them.
Oh, so do I. I still buy, if I see stuff that I like on, I absolutely still pick up DVDs or Blu-rays. Like, I can't remember, there was somebody recently pretty famous was talking about the fact that, like, because of these streaming services having control over all of this content, we lose stuff.
Oh, we
lose
do.
Media. Because, like, Netflix pulled the D&D episode of Community because they were afraid of the blackface, which wasn't blackface, that Chang put on for the D&D episode.
When he went as the
I'm a drow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they just, nobody could conceptualize that at all.
Sure.
Nope.
They're like, no, yeah, they're like, how they're like on? Dark blue, kind of black.
Oh, okay.
Drizzt's yeah. eyes are purple, but.
Okay.
Yeah, their skin is black.
That's, no, but then you get like a lot of eclectic shows art, too, which like they're no longer making them on DVD or nobody makes VHSs anymore. But like they're not doing that and it's not available on a streaming service. So they're basically gone forever yeah. unless somebody had like that original physical content. I had that problem with Over the Garden Wall.
You know where you find them.
The Pirate Bay.
The Bay.
Like the kid.
The D&D bids yeah, at the gas no, stations.
But, I mean, the child has collected, I don't know why, but she has all the seasons of ER on DVD. Yeah.
Really? Does she want a whole bunch that of blows that? My I mind. Have, like, basically all of the Sex and the Cities that somebody gave me that I don't
watch. She doesn't watch that.
Well.
Her and her friend watch ER online. We're together, right?
Yet.
They share screen.
Yeah.
They don't watch it watch yet. It,
but they don't watch it in order. They watch it randomly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Right. Well, I mean, some shows were designed that way. Hogan's Heroes, the episodes are all designed yeah. standalone, so they don't interconnect to love any Death other and episodes. Robot,
Black Mirror. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Love, Death, and Robots yeah. is a little different, though. That's different
that's,
every edition, right?
So that's more...
It's not just animation style, it's different animators.
It's more animation so. Sampling, right? Like, this is from this studio. Look what they can do. And but I mean, great idea.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You get to see what's out there.
Yeah, but Hogan's Heroes, like that was a one studio yeah. doing this, but they designed it so that it was there was never a connection between the episodes that was significant.
Black Mirror, Criminal Minds, any oh, Criminal CSI Minds. Show ever.
No, Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds.
I find a lot of the I find a lot of the pornography I watch sync up chronologically either.
Just it's just
oh, it yeah. came on my nose.
Teens and badges.
That also that's actually one of the themes of one of the episodes I saw.
The whole folder all by yeah, itself right there.
Oh, sorry, Chase. It's horrible. But true. Boy, horrible, but true.
We can't even see your face yeah. is the worst part. We can't even yeah. see your face.
I had to unpack and stuff. So.
Or he's watching pornography.
You didn't have to unpack. Get your ass over well, here.
I did just get home, so.
Get home from
I was in Medicine Hat for work.
For work.
And then, I had some deliveries and meetings and such. And then I was... out at a music concert on Friday night when I got home, and then that just continued into Saturday, Sunday, and then I just got home.
Told you.
What?
He was banging some chick.
Sadly, no.
Are we talking about Matt's bender?
No, it wasn't really a bender. I mean, the
if you fall
Uber ride
during this episode, we'll know you're lying.
The Uber ride home did cost me $175 because my friend threw up and apparently didn't get it all outside. So, yeah.
Atta boy.
How far did you
boy.
Go? Did you Uber back from Medicine Hat?
No.
We were just at a bar here in Calgary for
I think vomiting is a $150 fine in Uber.
Oh, it is indeed. $155. my bill with Uber was $175 for a $17 ride.
So I feel your friend made you like is paying you back for that though, because you weren't
she already
the messy
did.
One. Yeah.
No, she already did, but it was also more. No, it was more or less carrying her up to her apartment and getting her Tylenol, which she did not keep down, and water and a blanket and a pillow so she could sleep on the floor in her bathroom, and
okay, so
then I had to take her dog out for
we've all done that.
Give
so
me, I thought Tylenol was like super bad if you had alcohol in your system.
No, it's your kidneys aren't gonna like it. No. But
if that were the case, we would be dead.
Twisting everything else. Yeah,
I think
you
if
mean
you're,
I've
if
been
you're
riding out
on Tylenol
for this
and
long
then drink?
Because I thought that I couldn't have Tylenol.
Are you
and
serious,
alcohol
Chase?
Oh my God.
Oh,
Chase,
wow.
If anything, all it does is make you drunk quicker. Like if you're on painkillers and drink, sometimes it will exacerbate the alcohol, but like Tylenol well, for a hangover is a must have. Like, are you new? Is this
Gatorade,
your first time?
Gatorade right? and Tylenol, Chase. Gatorade and Tylenol.
And carbohydrates.
No, Gatorade. No. Gatorade. You can have your drunk meal too. You can go to McDonald's and get your Big Mac.
Get up.
Gatorade.
You have like two Tylenol, like eight Gatorades. Then you just kind of lay motionless on the couch for about an hour, 2 hours.
You set your alarm an hour before you need to get up, slam back some water and the Tylenol, go back to bed. So then when you have to get up, say if you have to like go to work, hopefully it started to kick in before you actually are awake.
And then later on in the afternoon.
That was my Stampede breakfast regime.
In the afternoon, when you're mobile, you go get something incredibly greasy.
Yeah. Greasy, yeah.
Vitamin G, as they call it.
And then consume that.
The last time I was like hungover was after the rodeo in Saskatchewan. And like I had a lot of bruises on myself from that.
That's what happens at the rodeo.
That's what happens. But I try to keep up with like the cousins and the country kids. And I think I underestimated how much people with nothing else to do drink.
Yeah, and I bet you they all had Tylenol the next morning.
Maybe.
We used to love the city kids coming out when we were working rodeos. It was always funny. Some city kids.
But I feel your pain, Chase. The same thing kind of happened to me. Within the space of 10 minutes, I broke the zippers on my two winter jackets.
Oh, I got a zipper that I got to replace on. I've got a beautiful Columbia Puffy. And I busted it. I didn't break the zipper. I broke the little plastic square at the bottom of the zipper. One side of it popped off. So the zipper still works. But it'll slowly unzip from the bottom.
I got the zipper thingies for both jackets. Yeah.
So you don't go to a seamstress because they're going to charge you way too much. What I found for replacing zippers is the shoe repairmen. What are they called? Cobblers. Are always like super reasonable with fixing zippers, and they're the best work I've ever had having fixed them.
Which one do you? Well, we'll talk after, because now I'm curious where you're going, so I can go there.
My guy retired. There's like this little Japanese dude who works out of his house now.
Chase had a cobbler.
Yeah.
Chase had a guy.
Chase. Has a cobbler.
He used to yell at me about my shitty shoes all the time.
Yeah. No, she says she's got a new one who's Japanese. So now I gotta study up on Japanese.
Does Kat know him? Shout out to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hey.
Hi,
Kat.
Yes, Kat knows every. Okay, now I gotta look up the population of Japan, but I'm pretty sure it's several million.
That's just Tokyo.
The population of Japan is like, I think Tokyo is like 7 or 8.
Holy
shit. A lot
shit.
More than I think Canada, truth.
Wow.
Told.
I was expecting that.
So what is the population of Japan?
Japan's
123 million.
What is the population of Canada?
30?
Like 39 million,
I think,
now?
I'm pretty sure they have a larger population than all of Canada.
They have people whose job is to push you into the train. They have little white gloves.
I get that.
That's
but
an actual thing?
Yes.
So, yes, they're saying Canada, as of June 30th, was 40 million. We're 40 million and 100,000 about.
So they're three times the size population-wise,
with
and I think
less
they
than,
fit into BC.
I don't think it's even that big, is it?
Like lower mainland kind of thing.
Japan?
Is it bigger than Texas? That's what the American listeners want to know.
No, definitely not. 378,000 square kilometers.
Is it bigger than Texas?
That's the total land area of the Japanese territory.
What's BC?
Of British Columbia.
944,000 square kilometers is four times the size.
But they still have rural
So we're four times the size.
Just BC is four times the size, the land area of
Japan.
But they have so much more like population dense areas.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's
Canada
all they
is
have
very...
is population.
Well, no,
dense
because
areas.
They're still like rural Japan and stuff like that, and they talk about. I've watched so many things on like how rural Japan is like dying because nobody
dying
wants
because
to live out
the,
there anymore.
Yeah. Yes, but they've got like the super mega structures and stuff like that that people are living
and
in.
And like
too,
the tiny living.
Yeah, that too. The average Canadian.
So Japan has like half the population of the U.S.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one quarter of the land, 300
million
of BC.
Which is how you get those little guys that push you into
your
tents. I would love that job.
No, you want to push people in front of trains, Dave. That's
different. You get little white gloves. Cat, how do I get a job pushing people into the trains?
Morley, they totally missed that joke, and I'm sad.
Touchy guy.
I'm not a touchy guy, but if you get to shove them.
You're going to have to watch the episode now.
If you get to shove them, that's great. Just think about, like, if you're having a bad day or you're angry or you got to work some stuff out, you just go to work and you just cram people into a train all day long.
Hear me out. You become a baker. You punch a whole bunch of bread dough in submission. My only thought is like, oh, I got to shove somebody into the train. And you shove the guy who's like just coming out of the gym, who's like all wet and sweaty. And you touch that and you're like.
Little white gloves.
You've got gloves.
Little white gloves.
They're wearing gloves, Chase. I don't know. They're protected.
Protected.
They're
speaking
close.
Of protected.
I don't like
that. You guys are currently being protected by Harump's spirit guardians. When we left off, there was an incident. You're currently fighting some some creatures in some caves in the caverns. Corey's got some double vision due to a spell.
Double vision.
Well, Corey's got double vision, but some of these suckers were like disappearing, weren't they? They were
you started off with like six, and now there are two.
Now we can only see two. Fucking invisible.
I have, for my notes, do no harm.
Do no harm.
All uppercase, do no may, harm. And then regular letters have been enacted.
Well, as, who was it? I think it was Dr. Dre. Don't start none, won't be none.
Somebody's going to look this up and be like, nope.
No.
I believe it was James Tiberius Kirk that said, get money, fuck bitches. I believe that's a direct quote.
Oh, yeah, that was Search for Spock.
Did Chitauri do anything? I feel like Chitauri was not the one who instigated violence. Was it when Harump pushed me into the pond?
Chitauri doesn't do much.
Yeah, you're way a ways from the pond now.
Matt!
The pond were good times. What? Like, you're like... Y'all wishing you'd be at the pond.
What?
I can't believe fucking Matt called me out like that.
Are you yelling?
Chitauri does plenty.
Oh, you heard that.
For starters, she boosts the group average.
Boost the group average.
Gotten us through so many situations where violence was probably the only answer, but I made it not the only answer. Thank you.
She's got you there.
I mean,
I got that bald dwarf. He didn't fucking murder all of us.
I like how you're physically pointing. Like,
ha!
Like you could be like, right there. I'm pointing at my proof.
Look, I seduced a spider guy into giving us safe passage and a map. Thank you.
Yeah, but was it for that?
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Was it for the cringe content between Chase and Dave?
Rolling for insight on that so hard right now.
Right.
I sung to a whole bunch of goblins and got us all discounts at a bazaar. Thank you very much.
That is true. Right? That is true.
We got discounts?
Yeah. You've come in clutch frequently. Just not when we were fighting.
At least twice.
For a while I was the team tank and almost died through like every interaction.
I'm sorry, say that into my good ear. You were what?
The team tank.
When was this?
When before our friend that lives in our pockets was alive. Tough boy. Smooth boy. No ridges or lumps, no valleys or bumps.
I remember. He was mine, but I don't remember you ever being a tank in front of him.
Multiple times. I almost died, I think, like 7 times in a row. It was like a common occurrence
on getting
episodes.
Hit once.
Yeah,
once.
The bard should not be the tank.
No?
But that never stopped us.
Why not?
That's not tanking. Getting hit once is not tanking.
Then why was I the tank?
Why can't the bard be
a tank? You weren't the tank.
Why can't the bard be a tank, Rath?
because she's not even wearing armor, for God's sake. She had padding on.
I think I still have padded armor on, truth be told, but now I have a shield. Yeah, no, it's padded armor and it's chitin teal. Chitin! Chitin shield!
Chitin. Titan.
Chitin rhymes with Titan. So, where we left off, Cloaker guy, the one attacking Harumph and all them, he failed the saving throw, so I'm going to need some damage.
Oh, shit, where's my skull?
I don't know. Just roll dice. Get bitches.
Underneath the skin on your head, hopefully surrounding your brain.
Still has that new brain smell. Right, as damage. That's a D8, I believe.
Raph has had a stroke. He can't find his skull. Or he's really fucking high.
I'm missing parts of mine.
Oh, God, I wish. 3, 8, and 5. So 8 and 8, 16. 16 radiant damage. 16
radiant damage. Okay.
16 radiant damage.
There we go.
My fellas flash out and strike. Was it this guy over by Harumph, or is it the guy over by
Ranarat? By Harumph, because the guy by Ranarat is out of your range of...
Oh, that's right. He's out of the range of the... I see that.
All right, so he's going to attack then.
Not including. Which one?
The one.
Oh, yeah. The one that was... Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha.
And probably missing with an 18 on the first bite.
Yes. Yes.
Didn't even go in the box. But hitting with a 22?
That'll hit.
Okay, so... It's about time.
That'll hit Donkey. That'll hit.
Oh, sorry, that's with its tail. But that's still good. Doing 7 points of slashing damage. All right. Alrighty. Moving along to the next guy. What is he going to do? He is...
It's one of the invisible perks.
He's going to lash out at Chitauri. I'm going to guess hitting with a 25.
Shit. That's a bit of a hit.
Very rude.
Hey, Chitauri. Tank it.
Well, let's see. What do I have after this 25?
Oh. It's too bad I didn't have advantage. Death. All right. So that's going to be...
Can I call it a slithering nematode to subtract a d6 from whatever damage it just rolled?
Is that part of your... What's it?
Is that a reaction?
Bardic reaction, yeah.
Yeah, use a point. Use your bardic points.
What did you call him?
Slithering nematode.
All right. Roll your d6. Accurate.
Nematodes are a type of parasitic worm.
Oh, no.
Why is it called a toad, then?
I don't know. Great question. You should ask the people that named it that, not me.
Oh, sorry. That makes sense. It's not spelled toad as in T-O-A-D. It's T-O-D-E-S.
Guys, I rolled a 1. There you go. Subtract a 1 from whatever you just did, Dave.
All right, take 5 points of slashing damage.
Woo!
And does the 16 hit? 1-6.
Me? Yeah. Again? Yes.
All right, and now you're going to take 9 points of slashing damage from its tail.
Oh, it's a roundworm.
I went from 64. Yeah, a slithering nematode.
All right, harumph.
Nematode slither. Thank you. It was an accurate insult.
I can't say you're wrong, but fucking roundworms, gross.
Oh, they're gross.
Is that one still visible? Yep. Oh, okay, well, Harumph's kind of disgusted by this thing, so he's just going to take a swing at it, Yeah, he's going to use his mace plus 1 that he has.
Mace plus 1.
A mace plus 1, and that's a 14. What do I get to attack? Where is it? Plus mace, plus 5 to hit. So 19 to hit.
19 is...
Is that a hit?
Let's have a look. It is a hit.
Lucky all right. You. So it's going to take 3 plus 2, so 5 bludgeoning damage. 5
bludgeoning damage. All right. That happens.
And I think that's all I've got. All you got?
No bonus actions?
Well, I could probably bonus action something, but I don't think I've got any cantrips.
Tricks up your sleeve?
All my bonus action spells are like healing ones. I don't want to do that.
If you want to heal it.
I do not want to heal it. That would be positive.
Okay.
I'm just looking.
Wouldn't be causing harm, though. What if you heal it so much it dies?
That's a good question.
So here's a question for you, though, Dave. If I have a magic weapon already, and I cast magic weapon on it. Oh, no, it says non-magical weapon. Never mind. Disregard. I was going to ask if you cast magic weapon on a magic weapon. But that's bullshit. Anyways, Roger, read the thing. All right. Disregard. Yeah, my turn.
Glory, double vision. All the way back down the hall. What's going on?
If I have double vision, does that like affect like whether or not I can even see that there's like a problem?
Well, you know there's a problem because you cast a spell to try to solve the problem.
It's true.
Just means you'll have disadvantage on ranged attacks.
You know what? There's nobody in the way. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
You could cast a spell.
I could.
All right.
But I ain't until I can shake off this double vision.
I mean, fireball is an area of effect, so you don't have to worry about disadvantage.
Oh. You know, guys, they bring up an excellent point here. No, I'm not.
You could probably get both of them in your blast radius.
And in Ranarat and Chitauri and Rump the Chump, like all of them. Oh, even the invisible ones.
You didn't take like a spellcasting feat that allows you to mark your friendlies as safe?
As the tank of the group, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to do the fire bolt.
Fire bolt. Roll me disadvantage. See if you hit.
My gentleman there just down the way. Down the way. Oh, shit. That was a 20 on the good die and an 11 on the bad one. But it's a plus 8, so it's a 19.
19 is a hit. Roll me some damage. And you're the one that's in between Ranarat and Chitauri, right?
Yeah, that fucker right there. That
fucker right there. All right, roll me some damage. Yeah.
Little flesh tone bastard that I'm pinging on. Right. 2d10.
2d10. You can do this.
That's a 10.
You've got it.
And that one there is a 10. Mm. Let's do it.
Let's do it to it.
Ooh, that's good. One's a 9. Okay. And the other's a 5. So that's a 14 for ouchies on him.
14 for ouchies on him. All right. Fair is fair. All right. Bringing us to Chitauri. Chitauri, this thing just reached out, bit you, and then slashed you with its tail. What are we going to do?
Great question. What are we going to do? It's not very close to me anymore, is it?
We'll say it's within your whatever. It's just the map is all whatever, right?
The map says that each one of them is 20 to 30 feet away.
I would put it at 5 feet away from you. I just can't.
I am going to take my short sword, and I'm going to slash at its little leathery bat wings.
Little leathery bat wings. Okay, let's have a little leathery bat wing extravaganza.
Gonna make its fucking wings into a fancy little hat.
Oh, there we go.
Just you watch me do that.
I'm gonna watch you do this.
Oh no.
Did you roll a 1?
No, does an 11 hit though? That's 2 ones.
Let me check. That's like a hard 11. There's nothing you're adding to that anymore.
Oh no, my additions have already been added to that.
Your additions have been added to it. So you've tabulated the numbers, you come up with an 11.
Two ones.
Two ones. which is a miss.
Gotcha.
That's it. That's all you got. All right. Ranarat.
A literal swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
Well, I guess I will go with this guy. And I will just do my pew pew fire bolt.
All right, roll the hit. You don't have double vision, so you don't have this advantage. Fear bolt.
Oh, that is not going to be good. That's a 13.
13 is a miss.
13? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. You guys are like sucking. Failed his saving throw for the
Kicker
in front of Harumph. You're on mute. I can't hear you. I don't know if you're on mute or something.
That's fantastic. I rolled a 8, 8, and a 6, so 22 radiant damage.
22 radiant damage.
22.
With a loud scream, moan, this thing dies. Die.
So when you say die, do you mean like still kind of alive, Dave?
No, I mean like...
Kiro, die.
Dead. Ranarat, do you have a weapon in your hand?
If anybody's wondering what that's from and you want to watch it, you need to watch Drawn Together.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Shatari, this thing flies past you.
And Ranarat. Do they both get a swing at it?
Ranarat has the weapon in the hand.
Could still unarmed strike.
So.
And depending on Ranarat's abilities, she may be able to react with a spell.
I don't think I can. That doesn't ring a bell.
Dex.
What are your feats? I believe that's Warcaster allows you to do that.
Yeah, the only feat I have is alert, so I can't be surprised.
All right, so you have an opportunity attack when a hostile creature that you can see moves out of your reach. To make an opportunity attack, to use a reaction to make one melee attack against your provoking creature. The attack occurs right before the creature leaves your reach.
Melee.
Maximizing your opportunity facts. Sentinel feat, Polar Master feat, Warcaster feat, Mage Slayer feat. Shitari, roll me an attack of opportunity, please.
Attack. Get him.
You're muted. Still muted.
Still muted.
Nope, mute.
Muted.
We'll get this. Nope, still muted. Can't.
Yep, mostly mute. Make hand gestures that look like you're attacking.
Okay, now try.
And then show us.
Great. So hand gestures for what I was about to say was like, I'm going to poke it in his weird little mouth hole with my rapier, which the hand gestures would have been like,
maybe we should leave that at hand gestures. All right, roll the hit.
Maybe with your rapier, you were going to poke it in the mouth hole.
I wasn't going to do that.
Is that what you were going to do?
So, were you saying that Matt can't punch this thing?
That's what I'm saying.
Why not?
Okay, attack of opportunity. I have a +4 when using my.
Because of dungeon master reasons, Rat.
So a 16. Does a 16, 16 does hit? It.
16 hits.
Guys, we're doing so good.
7 points of damage.
7 points of damage.
Okay, but Matt should be able to because it says melee attack and unarmed strike
piercing
is a melee
damage,
attack.
If all that right, counts.
Roll attack at opportunity, Matt. 7 points of damage.
Bite it. Ooh, bite it, Matt.
18. And I don't know, do I get any pluses? What is it, just 1d6?
Are you using strength or dex?
What is your...
My strength is 0, my dex is plus 2.
So you do 1 point of damage.
There you go.
No.
Did it kill him?
That'd be hilarious. It only needed 1. No.
That would have been amazing.
Okay.
So it flees?
Yes.
Did it go down the tunnel past Chitauri?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can we see further down the tunnel by chance, since she's standing there? And I'm assuming Dancing Lights is up?
Yes. I will allow you to look further down the tunnel.
Well, Chitauri looked further down the tunnel. But... Oh, what is that?
Can I argue that it flees, and maybe as it runs past us, or flies past us because it has wings... Those of us that did not wash up in the pond have the opportunity to give it fleas, and it takes 1 point of damage every 30 minutes.
Ooh.
No.
Damn.
Excellent try.
This is a creature of the Underdark. Fleas wouldn't bother.
I'm just thinking about, like, Spaniards entering other company or other countries and them giving, like, diseases and, like, weird
shit. Oh, well, if
to,
you were
like,
offering, like, blankets and shit, that would have been different.
Yeah.
Fire water.
Yeah. Beads, some smallpox.
Yeah. Yeah. Leaving you guys. Here. What are you going to do? If you were going to stay in whatever, it would be Harump's turn. Though technically you are out of combat now.
Technically. Well, where's the other four?
Yeah, they
fleed.
One fleed.
One fleed. Yeah. The others went invisible.
Where's the other?
And then fucked off.
Harumph is going to make some wild swings around this room.
All right.
So I'm going to swing into this square here because I squooshed one, and that's the largest space. So I'm going to swing into that. I'm assuming disadvantage.
Roll.
That's a 9 and a 20. So 9 plus, where's my fucking, my mace? I think it was plus 5. So does a 14 hit anything?
You swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
I'm just picturing that episode of Archer where they're trying to pimp out the doctor. And he's doing the shoo, 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 shoo.
Oh.
Roll me a nature check.
Nature check? What do we got for nature?
Wait, just
I have a plus 2. Nature. I rolled a 16 and I have plus 2, so 18. Yes.
Okay, so you know that this creature was a cloaker.
Okay.
And that they're from the Underdark kind of whatever. right?
Okay.
Earn their names for the resemblance they bear to dark leathery cloaks. They lurk in remote dungeons and caves.
Okay.
Very good at camouflaging themselves.
Very good.
Very good. But you also know apparently that they have the ability to duplicate themselves magically.
Like
an illusion, phantasm.
Oh, right? Okay. That makes a little more sense. Okay, duplicate. I was like, they can... clone themselves? Like, Jesus.
Yeah, they can clone themselves.
That's
a
new ability for cloakers.
Yeah,
that's how they breed?
They just mitosis or whatever that is.
Like,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Look at you remembering right? your fucking high school science.
Has that ever come up at work?
Not a boy. And they said you'd never use it. All right, so there, it's an illusion. All right, so he's going to, this realization is going to dawn on him after he's taken several swings around the room, and he's going to say, I think we're clear, and head of this thing one more time to make sure it's dead.
All right. It is, yeah, it's most definitely dead.
Definitely makes a splutz noise.
A splutz, yeah.
Corey catches up and asks everybody, like, what the fuck was that?
No, you got to do it in the voice. Something?
Corey comes ripping up and she's like, what in the everlasting flying fuck was that all about? I got attacked by some fucking piece of laundry and suddenly I'm hearing you guys screaming and shouting and shit. This is supposed to just be a simple little, like, peek our head inside the fucking door and see what was going on.
It was a very manly Holy scream, shit. Madam. I'll tell you that now. It was a very manly scream. It was a war scream. Ha ha!
You get such the hard side eye from Corey. Yeah. I've heard men scream in my days, and that didn't sound anything like it. So, is the body of the cloaker, like, still there then?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to burn it.
Oh, what a smell. That thing looks like a squid. Yep.
It's getting burnt.
Okay. You're going to...
No body, no crime, no harm, no foul. Burnt.
Her umph is going to move out of the room because of the smell.
Okay.
How did you burn a dungeon down?
Well...
How is Corey going to burn this? I'm just going to, like, hit it with a couple more firebolts.
Until it's ash.
Until it's ash. And as soon as it's ash, I'm going to prestidigitation and clean up fingerprints, DNA, ash, blood, everything else.
Does prestidigitation remove DNA?
It says clean.
This is... Sure, but... Does it go to, like, molecular level clean?
I mean, you can clean up blood with it says.
Yeah, but just because blood's gone doesn't mean there's not a...
It's fucking magic. Come on.
What's that stuff called? The Lumilol or whatever?
You create one of the fall. You create an instantaneous harmless sensory effect, such as a shower of sparks, a puff of wind, faint musical notes, or an odd odor. Light or snuff out a candle or torch. Instantaneously clean or soil an object no larger than 1 cubic foot. Remember, soiling is an option.
Yep.
You make somebody pee their pants.
I don't typically get a lot of requests to make underwear dirtier, so this is usually not the way that people tend to use this.
Hey, Harumph just had a bath. So did Shatari, technically.
I called this one...
One of us willingly, one of us not.
I calls this one my skid mark spell.
Okay.
It makes it all go away.
The anti-skid mark
spell. Oh, that's horrible. you burn this cloaker.
Yep. Gone. Never happened.
Gone. Never happened.
While he's she's burning that, the room that Ranarat was in, can I just do Harumph's going to do some tapping on walls with his mace again just to see if he can find a hidden door or compartment.
Perception.
Percepcioni. Ooh, that's a very high one. That's a 19 plus 4.
23. Solid cage wall.
Okay.
That moan is still coming walk down and... from down the hallway.
All right. Harumph is going to walk up and wave Ranarat forward. Ranarat. Come up here with your eyes.
I'm gonna wave Ranarat.
Do your goblin eyes see?
As you're walking up, you see another gateway, just like the one that you went through. a 15-foot-high portcullis is embedded in the stone wall. Rough-hewn stairs just inside the tunnel climb up to the top of the wall, which is enclosed by stone battlements.
It's really weird that there's this space. Is the release mechanism for the portcullis on this side, inside with us as well? That is so fucking weird.
You're in a forest.
It is.
With rivers and birds and sun and wind and bees, and that's the weird thing. Okay.
Yeah. Stop taking away his son. He's enjoying the sun.
I just need to classify your level of weird, right? Like, I gotta know where we stand on the scale, right?
You've got defensive walls protecting two cave things with cloakers in it. Yeah. That seems odd to him. It's making Harumph's hackles rise. But he's going to go and climb the stairs here and take a peek over the wall, trying to be subtle.
All right, roll me as subtle as you can check.
That's a 16. What am I adding to my stealth, I'm assuming? Plus 2, 18? So 18. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I've got disadvantage on stealth, I think, because of my armor.
Armoire.
I just want to confirm.
No, that's totally different.
Pretty sure scale mail gives me disadvantage.
Probably.
Where is it? Yeah, showing disadvantage. So I'll roll that again. Sorry. And that's a 13, so 15.
Okay. And you want to look over the wall into whatever's
down there.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I'm being semi sneaky about it.
But you're being.
I'm doing a cronk level of stealth. Sneaky.
Let me reveal the area, then I will read.
Holy shitballs.
Yep.
Right?
Is that like glowing Superman stone? Sorry, I'll let you read.
The walls of this 60-foot-high cavern are covered with naturally formed crystals, draperies that resemble frozen waterfalls. A 30-foot-long, 10-foot-wide, 20-foot-deep fissure cuts the middle of the ceiling like an open wound. That moan that you've been hearing seems to be coming from it.
Oh, right? Is that like... That's a cleft right to the surface? That's air movement.
Possibly, yeah. But it's like there's a deep, deep open wound.
Renneret, do your people mine at all?
No.
Jatari, Corey, I don't know if you've ever mined stone in the bar, but are you familiar with this? It feels like this is going straight to the surface.
I feel like nowadays plenty of people are stoned in bars.
Roll me perception check.
Oh, come on. She doesn't get a fucking inspiration for that joke.
Oh. We don't do puns here.
Dave doesn't like my jokes.
I don't like puns. Very much against puns.
I feel
puns.
Like it wasn't a pun. It was more of an alliteration, but that's fine.
David?
All right. One. Just one.
Woo!
I got a natural 20 for that investigation.
Perception? For these.
Mineral, yeah, perception, whatever it was. Whatever, it's a natural 20, so tell me that I know everything about it.
Not how it works on
not really
checks.
How. What do you add to your perception?
Yeah. Perception? Your wisdom's usually.
Like, how much extra am I adding to it?
Yeah.
Because it's already a 20, so it's already, like, high.
It's not an automatic.
It is 20.
Ability checks are not automatic.
With my additionals, it's a 23.
23. Okay, so you're looking down. You can see that these are naturally formed crystals. Probably of quartz, I would assume, or something.
Yep.
That seems like a crystally kind of thing. would reflect light, reflect and amplify any nearby light and sound, which is why you're hearing that moan coming from the fissure so well. No fresh air.
Understood.
Like, you're not getting a breeze of, like, summer fresh air from this room. If you were to go back towards the gate you first came in, there would be that breeze of summer fresh air. But, alas, not from here.
So the crack doesn't lead to the surface?
Does not appear so. Being as deep as you are, I mean, it wouldn't seem logical either.
Logic.
Right? Logic.
Rated.
Already over it.
Already.
Yeah, I'll pass it on. These cascading undulations of the these strong crystalline conglomerations, and I just start throwing out like $30 words that sound smart.
Right.
And I was like, it's an amplification to the illumination of the personification of the auditory experience. And
but that's not Corey's voice.
No, no. But she affects that extra snooty sort of voice while she's saying it. She's obviously taking the fucking piss, but she's still trying to tell you what it is.
Fair enough, I guess. Fair enough, I guess. So what would you guys like to do? This is a huge cavern with these crystals all along the wall. That moan coming from the gash.
Well, I guess the first question, the light and the sound amplifying crystals, is why the fuck is this thing even here right now? Like, there's a gate here, so it's supposed to block off shit, but I mean, is it an arena of some type or shape or description? Can I see if there's like bones or like blood stains or anything like that in the area?
Doesn't appear, like, with your last perception check looking around, like, it does not appear. Like, it just seems to be a regular cavern. Hmm. It just happens to have a 15-foot high portico escape.
Just happens to.
Caverns do. I mean, some people are blonde, some people are ginger, some caverns have a gate.
Have gates, right? It's just naturally occurring. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Right.
Speaking of things that aren't out of the ordinary, should we tell Chase that she's permanently frozen in like a I'm drinking from my cup sort of pose?
She's moving on mine.
Is she?
Yeah.
I think she's
frozen. She's waving right now.
No, she's frozen for me.
Yeah, she's frozen on mine.
But... Yep.
I got you, Chase.
I mean, it's a good position to whatever in.
Oh, wait a minute. Now she's frozen this weird, like... Oh, now she's dabbing, I think.
I don't know.
She's moving again.
Not for me.
You're moving.
So what do you guys want to do?
You're muted too, Chase. Try talking, see if we can at least hear you.
Is the bare minimum of being able to hear me available?
Yes.
There you go. Now you're moving as well.
Now I'm moving as well.
Not for me.
Women can only be seen when they're heard now, apparently. That's fine.
Oh.
No. Frozen again.
Fight the patriarchy, Chase.
Right?
Fight him.
What do you guys want to do?
Hazen is... Harumph is... I'm still not over him. Leave him alone.
Harumph wants to check this place out. Camera things. Do you think the reason that Matt's jostling around like that is because he's swiping? Because it seems like very motorized.
Now, when you say swiping, you mean like swiping on Tinder?
Yeah.
Swiper, no swiping.
Negative.
Yeah.
Apps are a waste of time.
Yeah.
He's already swiped through everybody.
I keep moving my legs.
Yeah.
So much. I gotta come down.
You gotta... Okay.
No swiping. Nope.
Come to Edmonton to swipe here? I don't think so. We don't put up with that.
In game.
So yeah. There you have it.
You don't put up with the Calgarians, is that what you're gonna say?
What's that? Oh, don't get me started in Calgary. Don't get me started on Calgary and your fucking roads.
Yeah, the roads, I'll agree.
And your fucking one address in four different fucking places.
Right? Although City of Edmonton's starting to do it now, too.
Yeah, the
southeast half, they're starting to...
You get used to it.
Yeah. Starting to double up on shit.
Yeah, they're starting to do south side, so now the addresses
are... City of Edmonton added quadrants in, like, 2017. This is old news.
Yeah.
Well, my address is only one place.
There's districts now. Yeah. And
districts.
And there's District 17. And once a year, we get we elect a champion from each of the districts to fight to the death for the capital.
Representing Morley
so
this year.
You say that.
We're expecting a big thing.
But I love camping, like, comment sections of the City of Edmonton or utility companies and shit like that. So the City of Edmonton released their thing of being, like, a 15-minute city, which realistically means that all of your needs can be met within, like, a 15-minute walk, which is, like, a very ambitious goal. And all of the conspiracy theorists were like, they're going to trap us within this 15-minute bubble! We're not going to be allowed to leave anymore! And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My rights. I want my rights to be able to travel an hour to go to Walmart.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't... Yeah.
They closed the Walmart.
Geniuses. Uh-huh.
Who does that?
People who want to make money.
Walmart by you? There's two Walmarts.
There's right a whole by bunch me. By them. It's just...
Yeah.
Dave's just lazy. He didn't want to move leave the block and a half from his place.
Why did he go all the way up to 137
Walmart
for a Walmart
super sketchy.
Oh,
can we, like,
sunshine.
Rewind to, like, 2 years ago when Dave was talking about how sketchy his Walmart is?
Oh, it was horribly sketchy, but that was part of its charm.
Okay.
And now Morley's going to fight there.
now it's some sort of weird, like, eight-hand fucking thrift store. I don't know, fucking.
Do we?
I won't even call it secondhand. I mean,
oh, it's been, like, handed down and handed down.
I don't know.
It's like
the thrift store you'd get if you bought it off Wish.
Oh, wow. That's.
Gotcha.
Taking shots there, Dave.
Yeah. Ooh.
Wow. So, like, would that not consider antiques at that point if it's like eight hands?
No.
No,
because that eight hands could have happened,
like,
in 6 months.
Old, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this doesn't look like that kind of a Wish thrift store. So, Harum's down at the gate and is going to pull the lever. Does the gate go up?
Well, you gotta. Pulling a lever.
Well, sure. Okay, I'm gonna crank the chain.
Yeah, gate goes up.
And that's when he knew he fucked up.
Gate goes up.
Not yet.
And the moaning stops.
Oh shit!
Wow, Morley's right. I think I did just fuck up. What did we draw the attention of?
Or the gate was what was helping it be a wind tunnel.
Maybe.
Maybe it's wind moaning.
Harump drops the gate.
No moaning.
No. Does it start? Good news, everyone. I know you guys play Warcraft.
No.
I'll find the clip and I'll send it to you guys. Harumph is now curious. Is there, like, a hook or anything to, like, hook the chain onto after you've got it?
It's a normal Portcullis Gate.
All right. He's going to kind of like whisper up the stairs. Get hidden. I'm going to go out there and see. And Hiram's going to cautiously move through the gate. Out into
cautiously
the space.
Cautiously move into the giant cavernous space. Correct.
Correct. And you said these are 10-foot squares?
They should be fives, but let's,
oh, okay.
See what... Oh, they don't appear to be tens. Okay. Yeah. They should be. Well, I mean, I...
Yeah, no, you said
I mean,
that.
The map outside, the map outside is huge, right? The map inside, like I can't change the squares halfway through a map, but they should be about five. I mean, it's a huge area. We'll work it out if anything happens.
Okay.
all right. Do I see or hear anything now that I'm down in here on the level? I'll roll you a perception. That's a 15, so plus 4 is 19.
19. Yeah, I really don't notice much. Like, again, there's that gash in the ceiling. I just can't wait to say gash. crystals on the wall.
Well, Harump's going to go investigate the crystals that are closest to the gate, so he's going to go over here.
Yeah, like I said, they're naturally occurring crystals. Quartz. I'm not a crystal doctor.
Harumph, being the wall whisperer, is going to tap on the crystal with his mace. Does it make any kind of noise irregular to the regular walls and crystals he's tapped on in his time?
Sounds like you're tapping on a crystal wall. I mean, the noise is echoed better, but other than that...
Yeah. Harumph's going to wind up and smash off a big chunk of this crystal.
Roll me to hitty.
To hitty.
You have no problem saying dash, and then you just throw it to hitty. It's fucking funny.
I rolled a 14 plus 5, 19. So 19.
You pop off like a little chunk of crystal.
Little chunk. I want a big chunk. I want like the size of my head.
I have to do more damage.
All right, well, I didn't get to roll for damage.
Okay, roll damage. I thought 19 was the damage.
It wasn't enough. Roll harder next time.
Yeah, roll harder.
I know.
Do better, but I haven't rolled. Oh.
Yeah. I don't think I could, if 19 was supposed to be the damage and I can only do like 1d6 plus 2, I don't think I'm going very far with this. So that would be a 7 for damage. Almost max.
Knock off a smaller chunk of crystal.
Yeah. I get an even smaller piece.
The piece you took and breaks in half and half of it crumbled.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to pull out a piton and I'm going to try to wedge it in and hammer it in with my mace head and like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Trying to.
I fucking laugh every time on Critical Role while they try and say piton. They're like the cave nail. That's what we're using.
Well, I mean, Dave and Melee. Ugh.
Yeah.
Melee.
I would let you use your Python in a Melee attack.
All right. And I'm not going to lie. Like,
only if it's a Melee attack?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Regardless, whether it's Melee
irregardless.
Or Python.
Irregardless.
The fun word.
Matt knows. Harumph is now, he has fixated on this, so he has stopped paying attention to everything around him and is not being subtle or quiet at all now. And he's slamming pitons into this fucking wall in order to try to crack out a giant chunk of this crystal because it's very pretty.
Okay.
This is all very aggressive, Harumph.
Alright, how hard
it's a pretty rock.
Is, what do we call this stuff? Quartz.
Versus steel, it'll lose.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like... Doesn't quartz have, like, a bad habit of just, like, shattering under pressure?
All right.
It can, but if you... if you
five.
Correct.
Does quartz? Let's find out. Fracture. When hit. Okay. It's going to be hard. I don't think you're going to get a big chunk. All right, so minerals that are bonded with equal strength in all directions, such as quartz, have no cleavage. I do.
Yes.
Titties. But instead fracture to form irregular surfaces. These minerals break along curved surfaces to form conchoidal fractures, similar to what happens when glass breaks.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, but quartz crystals, when they form, so it won't. This won't be like a solid, like clean wall.
No, no, no.
It's quartz, shouldn't be. It should be literally be like hexagonal or cubic shaped, kind of heads sticking everywhere, because that's how quartz crystals form into.
I keep saying I am not a crystal doctor.
I'm a rock hound, so I've actually gone rock harvesting before. Well, so.
This isn't calcite, which has perfect cleavage. This is quartz, which has...
No, but cleavage is a cut line. It's the same thing as...
himself as a rock hound, and we're not fixating on that?
We're not saying
like,
anything?
That's what it's
called. Are you like my dog when we go out searching for shed?
Like, just like picks up a rock and like brings it to
what is your point command? Can I know?
I can quite literally take a picture later on after we're done here. Of a tray of rocks that I have collected over the years that are on display. But that's what they call people who search for rocks.
Or not a single dinosaur bone to be found.
I spent a lot of time working at an elementary school, and I picked a lot of rocks out of pockets.
Well, I was the kid who would have had the rocks in my pockets.
So you got a bunch of pitons in there.
Batons.
Yeah. I'm trying to work out I found one good crystal that I'm trying to work out of all this formation.
You want high or do you want low?
Ooh.
I'm going to go high.
I'm going to give you a 35% chance.
So I have to get above 65?
Yes.
All right.
And you got an 83. So you get a chunk of crystal about like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Size of my head.
Football-sized chunka.
Harumph is happy as a pig in shit. And he is going to strut. I'm basically Jack Sparrow right now. I got a jaw dirt. But I'm going to stride back to the wall, and I'm going to be showing it off to Renrat, who's up on top of the wall. And then I'm going to yell at her, catch! And I'm going to throw it up to her, because she's got the bag of holding.
She does have a bag of holding.
How's your dex there?
I'm not
even. Plus two.
All right. I throw that up, and then I'm just going to start exploring along that wall, now that I've got my crystal and I'm happy. looking for anything odd. Aside from pretty crystals.
Pretty cursed.
Is there anything that would... Do I see any scat? Do I see any footprints?
Whatever, the perception check. That's the word perception. I'm looking for.
Yeah, whatever that one is.
I rolled a 17. I got a plus 4. Yeah, plus 4 to perception, so 21.
It doesn't really seem like... I mean, your footprints are in there. That's... about it.
Okay, I am going to move towards the center of this floor and look up towards the crevasse. I should have tied myself off. Is what I'm worried about.
It's a deep, dark, long crevasse. Like I said, it's 30 foot long. It's about 10 foot wide.
Yeah.
cuts across the middle of the ceiling like an open wound.
I'm going to pull out my sling. I'm going to take a rock from the floor. I'm going to light it up, and I'm going to sling as hard as I can up into that crack. So I can see how far up I can see it go.
All right.
With a lit stone.
How far up the crack are you going to, are you trying for?
I'm going as deep into the crack as I can get. 120 is max for disadvantage.
Gosh. We're getting so canceled, guys.
That's careful not very, with your angles. Careful not, with your angles.
That's not very deep.
You get a bad angle
crack.
Going into the crack, you can wreck your.
This is a pretty
small piton.
That's right. This is a pretty small object going into this crack, though.
It's a gash.
So,
hey,
I mean, this
not
is
the size of the object; it's how you throw it.
Okay. Roll me to sling.
All I have is Chase's face, which is disgusted, frozen on my computer.
Yeah.
I have a +5 to my sling. It's not a five. And I rolled a 19. So 24
to hit. Is it disgusted or is it me
with I got to roll disadvantage.
No, you're still frozen for us.
Roll disadvantage.
24 to hit. So that sling goes up. You can see it kind of bouncing around inside the crevice.
That's what you want. Bouncing inside the crevices where you were.
And then it just comes dropping back down as it seems to hit the top.
And I don't see any weird shit as it goes up. There's nothing on the sidewalls. There's no. All right. That's 12 plus 5. I said, no, my perception is a 4. No, so 16. Seven. All right. Does anybody else want to come and look? Otherwise, Rumpf is going to walk to the far side of the room and start exploring this wall. And he's doing the same thing. He's tapping his way down the wall looking for anything odd. Do you want a perception check? Are any of you guys coming in to help me here?
I mean, I'm helping you from the parapet with like like a firebolt ready.
Right.
So I rolled a 13. I got a +4 to perception, so 17.
Crystal wall, along this wall.
All right. Renarat, you going to take a look around? Now that you're out here?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have Gander.
Gander.
What do you want? Dave, perception?
Yes,
please. Oh, my perception's gonna shit. That would be an 11.
Shiny.
That's all you get out of it, Matt. Just that it's shiny.
That tracks.
So we found a shiny.
Oh, you found a crystal-lined cavern. Ranrat has found shiny.
Well, I mean.
Right. To each the room.
True. So there's just the one gash in the dead center. Is there any other caves or ledges or nothing? All right, well. Rump's kind of bored now. He's got his giant crystal head, and he's going to wander back over to the gate.
Yeah. Through.
And through. And I'm going to drop the chain so the thing falls back down. Do you want to look, Chitauri? Did we lose her? She's frozen for me now, too.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
We can hear
you.
Oh,
I can hear
you. Yeah. Okay. But you look like you're wiping an imaginary tear from your eye.
I don't see tears. I see, like unimpressed. I've got a very unimpressed.
So everybody is frozen.
Everybody?
Are we all frozen for you?
No.
Oh, she just unfroze for a second.
Everybody's fine for me.
No.
No.
Oh, I got everybody moving.
Chase, you look like this.
She now she's sitting. Yeah, I've got her like
this. So y'all have her in different positions. Looking normal for me. I didn't even know she was frozen.
Great. That's well, so at least there's that. either I sit way too still or I'm moving fine for the person that I'm hoping is recording this episode.
Are you gonna step out and take a look at anything here? Does anything pique your curiosity or what?
I am going to root a toot toot and see if there's like some good acoustics.
I guess there are that.
Fantastic acoustics. Your root a toot toot is amplified and
oh, no.
Caused the attention of a giant green dragon.
So the acoustics are good. So Shatari is going to play like a nice, calming, fits the aesthetic of like that sunshiny, like moss blanket that she was lying on before she was rudely interrupted by her umph.
You needed a bath.
A performance.
This is what Chitauri assumes is a nice, peaceful, friendly toot. It's instead blown on that war horn that we showed her there the other day, and
that
it fucking...
war horn was dope as shit.
Yep.
How does a 27 sound?
How does a 27 sound? Your concerto cuts to the soul.
Concerto.
It brings... homesickness and happiness and longing and satisfaction to the party. And each in their own little way. Perhaps Corey thinks of the time before having to run a bar and, you know, in the garden with the kids and the husband and ran a rat. Maybe when they found that really giant rat that fed him for a week. And Harumph, possibly, for the times in the four when he wasn't stuck in a hole for 10 fucking years.
the before floor times.
But yes.
The moment of optimism while you're going through a dungeon being like, this is fine, and then you fall in a hole.
Right? This is fine. We're all fine. Everybody's fine. But yes, and Ampelady, you could hear it... go down the hallway, echo around in this cavern for quite some time. Definitely calming and reassuring to the whole party.
Fuck yeah, guys.
Fuck
Team
yeah,
tank.
Guys. Right?
America, fuck yeah.
Corey looks around just to make sure that nobody saw her, like, just ugly... quiet crying and like
she misses her children.
Sometimes songs hit like that,
right?
Maybe it was something out of my feminine gutter rat.
I mean, if you were all in the car by yourself and it was playing, you would be hitting, you know, start over again just before it got to the end, just so you could hear it again.
Oh, I thought you were about to say, like, you have to, like, sit in your driveway for a couple of minutes as you collect yourself because you start ugly crying at a song.
And that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the good
this,
ones.
This would be a full-on ugly cry at the stoplight song.
Can you not bite my leg, you demon?
And it's all better because she is completely frozen for me. So she's just emotionless, screaming out, "Don't bite my leg, you demon." But yeah. So what are you guys going to do?
Well, Harum's wiping away the ugly tears. And then he's and he's looking at Chitauri with a newfound respect for music.
Aww.
But that quickly disappears and fades behind the... hey, he's fucking a little bit crazy. Don't... You brought him a moment of levity in a fucking insane brain,
therapy?
So. He hasn't. So, Harumph is then going to... the look fades almost as quickly as it's there. And he is going to wander back down the hall, tapping, gently rapping.
Right.
Rapping outside my chamber door.
Back to the
other gate.
Is
everybody joining or is everybody still back there?
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to spell acoustics.
A-C? O-U?
I don't. I get somebody to spell it for me.
If you've got an M-U in there, you're already failing.
There's an R, right? I'm pretty sure there's an R in acoustics.
Look. Marvel Universe, Marvel Universe is in everything.
Did you find what you needed?
Yeah, I'm good. See, the secret is to just keep changing it until the red line under it goes away.
Right?
That's the secret.
Yeah, so you guys go back out into the field, or into the, like, pasture, forest, glade, I don't know what the fuck it is. Green spelt area. Or are you just sitting in the cave? What's going on?
We're heading on out. Heading on out.
All right.
Manchatari, you're just hanging out there looking at a gate now.
So you guys...
at a gate.
She left. Chase left like 20 minutes ago.
You guys step out of the cavern into the clearing in front of the gate. And you see Hallister standing before you.
Oh, shit.
And he looks.
I would make facial expressions, but nobody would know.
Yeah. And he looks and he says, "Gather around, fools, and listen to an old man's tale." And he waves his hand, and a high-backed leather chair appears. And he settles down into it, and a pipe appears in his hand.
Can I just argue this is not the usual Hallister vibe?
And he reclines. He's gathering his thoughts, smoking his pipe. It's, oh, Willow. Sweet Willow. I tried to make her happy, you know. I tried so very, very hard. All this and he gestures, you know. This entire forest, my work. Willed these trees to grow. I birthed the sun, the starlight that fills this domain. I stocked it with birds, beasts, galore. All to make my dear Willow happy. Where you see, there was a time when she wasn't. After her and, Yinark. Her husband, well, her late husband, mind you, came to live and work with me more 2 centuries ago. Well, Willow fell to the blue clutches. After living her life in the woods, Hunter Mountain could feel like nothing more than a prison. So I shaped this place to her liking, and she liked it for a time, but even this wasn't enough for my dearest Willow. Her husband, damn fool, forbade her to return to the surface. Forbade her! Can you believe it? And she obeyed her. Well, time sours all things. The marriage fell apart. Soon, I guess. Violence was the only solution our dearest Willow could grasp. Like all prisoners, alas, she was a druidess and Yinark a wizard. Oh, she should have seen the destruction. Gods, miles long. At the deepest crater lay Yinark. Shattered body. And at his side, his wife, her fury abated, her heart broken. She's remained here ever since, I guess, prisoner of her own guilt. The Mad Mage shares a look of a bewildered father that's tried everything but talk to his daughter. I've tried everything, he tells you. But I'm afraid Willow's too far gone. So walk lightly, my contestants. For Willowwood is not part of my game, but it's hers. And with that, he taps his pipe out, stands up, nods to all of you, disappears.
What the fuck?
That was a lot of fucking typing. Number one rule on the radio, David, brevity.
Brevity. Brevity. But number one rule for the podcast is story.
That's true. Story. That's true. We could just be like, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Story. Okay. And we're gonna leave it at that. With you guys standing in the clearing in front of the gate, a leather-bound high-backed chair sitting in the field, and we'll...
Oh, the chair is still there? The
chair's still there.
Okay. Uh-oh, I'm suspicious.
So, hear me out.
I will hear you out.
Willow is the Mad Mage's daughter? I'm assuming...
I don't think that's a daughter.
Important to him.
No, I think it's like a daughter.
Make her happy, but she's also married. So, like...
Yeah, I think it's was. Like a daughter. Yeah.
Like a daughter? To I would go the more guy that like keeps a fucking... daughter. Because he said what he brought her...
Is this like a Woody Allen daughter?
Me two centuries ago, right?
Okay. So is this like a Zeus situation where I have to hide my wife so I like sew my infant into my thigh and I birth it from there and then it becomes the son?
No, I think you're looking way too deep into this. This is just somebody about two centuries ago came to work for the Mad Mage. As, you know, mages do get apprentices and...
But a druid?
Right. Her so husband, hear me out.
Her husband was a wizard.
Not that Chitauri would ever condone these kinds of actions, but hear me out.
Okay, let's hear you out.
We kidnap Willow. We drag her to the next level with us. We hold her hostage and get whatever we want from the Mad Mage because clearly he has the feels.
I think the capturing and holding of hostage of like a druid of her, I think it would be difficult.
I mean,
I have an idea. Corey and I become a slingshot. Harumph will hold the slingshot and like pull it back and let you go, Ranarat, as like the missile. And as the missile, you just grab her, open up your bag of holding, and swallow her with it. And we just take her with us.
The bag of holding hole is only 4 feet.
Somebody in it.
I don't even think it's 4 feet. But she's only got like 10 minutes.
These are interesting ideas.
We also haven't seen her yet.
I don't wanna yuck your yum on that one. That would be interesting to say the least. But
yuck your yum on that one.
is anybody not suspicious at all that there's a dead? What I'm assuming is a mage, since he's offering us a wand. Buried under a tree.
Oh, that's exactly who it is.
That person said that their name was...
A really toxic ex is what that was.
Right?
We don't listen to him.
We don't listen to him.
That was... Nope, looking back. It was not Yernick. Or Yenark. That was
Eunuch.
that was Krissen. Here lies Krissen. Human friend and companion.
Well, he didn't last 200 years, that's for sure. Right.
That grave also stands amid a grove of dead, burned trees.
Sounds an awful lot like what a mage would do.
Hey, we need to find this willow and have a conversation with her. Maybe there's something we can help her do. Favor for a favor and all that?
Favor for a favor. We can find out next week.
Also, it's sounding like this lady is hella fucking hard to kill. So, yeah.
I don't know, man. Hard to kill, possibly.
Are we, my apologies for being late.